morning I have a word that have given not by none other than Jesus himself. In recalling the most difficult, times in your life, when you have lost a loved one, being in an environment of mass violence. Maybe someone has committed an act against you. Someone whom you trusted and loved. Maybe you felt rejected, ignored. Maybe something has happened to your finances and you don't know what to do and you holler out, "Why, God? Why?" Well, others may have the answer, but for some reason, their eyes are closed to the sinful nature that they have kept, the wrongdoing. So sometimes the sins that we ourselves commit cause God to take some mighty, mighty, mighty unusual action that causes us to say, "Why?" We find it very difficult to understand the ways of God. So this morning, I want to share with you, if you would turn with me from the book of, in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, Habakkuk, chapter 3, we'll be talking about chapter 3, verses 17 and 19. The book of Habakkuk is a very short one, so I can't help but kind of hit on all three of the verses, even though I have not given all of the scriptures. Now, will you read with me coming from chapter 1 of Habakkuk? The prophet's question. O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Even cry out to you and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arise. Therefore, the law is powerless, and justice never goes forth. For the world surrounds the righteous. Therefore, perverse judgment proceeds. Now turn to the second chapter, verse 2. Where Habakkuk says to the Lord, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. I'm going to stop right there now. Also find, like Habakkuk, how difficult it is to greet strife and trouble. We ask God just as he asked. When we think about the violence all around us, when we think about the non-Christians of God, God's people sitting in Bible study, when a sinful outsider comes in and presents himself as someone who was there to study the word, he became a part, so to speak, of that Bible study group, only to pull out a weapon and shoot down 9 people. We think about the violence that we have against one another. We are losing our fine young people, young men especially, to gun violence, meanness on self. They seem not to have a respect of their own life, and certainly none for another. We find older people, a grandfather, who suddenly finds that he is just discovering who he is by taking on the role or the imitation of a woman. Trouble. We ask, why? So, the subject this morning is simply keeping the faith while asking God why. Keeping the faith. We find in these scriptures read that the people were doing any and everything but serving and respecting a righteous God. They used one another. They stole one another. They fornicated all over the place. They had no regard for our Lord. So we find that God had already made up his mind how he was going to take care of this situation. The situation has been going on for far too long. We know ourselves that God will catch up with you. He will allow devastation to come upon you. He will bring trouble in your life because he is going to get your attention. He's going to get mine. But Habakkuk wanted to know why so long. Why? We say the same thing because we know that all it takes is the hand of God to reach out and snatch away any kind of problem. He thrust out his hand at the Red Sea and the sea parted. Freedom for the people. I'm sure you know because the Bible tells us so that the people were saying, why? Why? Why did you bring us here? Why? We could have stayed where we were at. We asked why, but God had an answer for Habakkuk just as he has for us. We find the answer to some of the questions. How he said, you ain't seen nothing yet. He said, while you were doing this and that, I have been planning. I'm going to send the Chaldees who are meaner and bigger than you. You think that you are something. You think that you have done all of these things and you didn't even care. But I'm going to send this army against you. And they are going to bring devastation upon all of you. And upon all that you have, I will destroy your fruits. I will everything in spite of. Isn't that like us? We'll do all kind of things. We'll steal. We'll cheat. We'll lie. We won't go and study our Bibles to see what thus say the Lord. Just like we expect an A or B in our classroom without study, the Lord sees us just that way. No study, no making good grade. You can't do it. Well, you have to study to show yourself approved. A workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is what we have to do. We cannot give mess and expect a loving kindness to come back to us, even though this is the way we should be. Because God says, vengeance is mine and not yours. You have to understand that you cannot fight fire all the time with fire. You is where you put it, you see. It can be a backup to block in between. But you got to have the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire that comes only from God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Like Habakkuk, while over these issues that were, he was just taken back. He didn't know what to do except ask the Lord, why? Why must you do all these things? Couldn't you have done it a different way? You know you can change the tides. You know it's easy for us to look at somebody else and put the burden on them. Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? Well, why can't you look to God? Look to Him who is able to do all things, everything but faith. Thank you. We have to learn to put our faith and trust in the one and only who never changes. He's hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have to learn to lean and trust in God. We have to learn to endure, because the race is not given to the swift, but is given to the one who holds out until the end. It's a warfare, you all. We are engaged in a warfare. Satan is the enemy. When we are in a warfare, we have to have our weapons, the weapons of faith, hope, and charity for one another. The weapon of, the love will, it'll carry us farther than anything or anywhere we would want to go. Because when you thank the Lord and give it to the Lord, He'll take care of it. Habakkuk, in all of his trials, he said, I will trust. You'll see that in chapter 3. He gave, after talking with the Lord, and after God answered him, Habakkuk says, the Lord is in his holy temple. He says, O Lord, in chapter 3, you see, I have heard your speech and was afraid. Now, O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. Have mercy, he wanted. He wanted mercy. And so what happened? just as we must do. Habakkuk went into prayer. He went into serious prayer. And he ended up saying, I have seen the devastation. I've seen how you walk through the sea with your horses, through the heap of great waters. He says, when I heard, he's talking about the sea, he said, my body trembled. Verse 16 in chapter 3. My lips quiver at the voice. Rottenness entered my home by bones. And I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. He heard this and he knew this happened. But Habakkuk had an ace. He says in 17, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make me feel like deer's meat. And he will make me walk on my high hill. Habakkuk had a song of praise. He had a song of joy. So, we have to do like Habakkuk. We got to endure the hardship and be a good soldier. A good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engages in a warfare, entangles himself with the affairs of the daily life. You got to get down to business so that you will please God by your what? Warfaring prayers. So in the midst of his struggles, Habakkuk went to his watchtower. Will you go to your watchtower? Do you go to your watchtower? Because afterward, he had what? A song of praise. Despite all the destruction, the lost crop, and everything else he held dear, he testified this in verses 17 and 19. So we must not despair when strife, destruction, disappointment, sicknesses, evildoers around, or the wicked that seemingly, have you noticed sometimes how the wicked seem to flourish? How they have everything that you feel God should be giving you, and you say, why? Well, keep the faith while asking. Keep the faith and take your burden to the Lord and wait patiently for his answer. I say, take it to the Lord and wait patiently for your answer. And then you too will be able to rejoice, because we know by faith in him, he is the source of our joy. I'm challenging you today. Let your joy be restored. Whatever the matters, whatever the trials in your life, whether it's sickness, disappointment, untrustworthy friends who let you down, let it go. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Hallelujah. Thank you. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. A short message, but the Lord is in his holy temple.